I can't wait.
Good afternoon, I'd like to call Congress back to order. Read on reports of select committees. Congresswoman Edwards.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. The committee met on Resolution 17. 23, which is a resolution declaring congressional consent and approval of the Osage Nation Gaming Enterprise Board's annual plan of operation for fiscal years 2017 as amended. The sponsor's Alice Buffalohead. Final committee action is due pass is properly endorsed with yes votes from Edwards, Buffalohead, and Mason. Also, ONCA 1765, an act to amend the Osage Nation Membership Act. 21, ONC Section 1203 and 1209, and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor's John Maker. Final committee action is due pass is properly endorsed with Edwards, Buffalohead, and Mason. Also, ONCA 1730, an act to protect and provide for conservation and management of wildlife to require hunters and fishermen to obtain licenses and permits to hunt and fish on Osage lands, to establish wildlife offenses, and provide for criminal penalties. Sponsor is Alice Buffalohead. The co-sponsor is Shannon Edwards. Final committee action is due pass is properly endorsed with Edwards, with yes votes from Edwards, Buffalohead, and Mason.
Thank you. We're now on third reading on today's agenda. First bill is ONCA 1730, an act to protect and provide for conservation and management of wildlife to require hunters and fishermen to obtain licenses and permits to hunt and fish on Osage lands, to establish wildlife offenses, and provide for civil criminal penalties. Sponsor is Congresswoman Buffalohead. Co-sponsor, Congresswoman Edwards. Congresswoman Buffalohead, how do you wish to proceed? Thank you. You have the floor.
Thank you, Speaker, members of Congress. So this probably, I would say, was the most challenging legislation that I have ever sponsored before. I'm not a hunter or a fisherman, and there was a lot of language in the bill, and I really had to rely on other people. It was a collaborative effort between myself and the executive branch. I would like to thank the ENR Department, Jan, Craig, and Cameron, and the AG's office, Morgan, for helping me to get through this. The assistant principal chief and myself, along with ENR, took a field trip to OSU, to the Ag Department, when we got started. A lot of work was put into it. Congresswoman Edwards and Congressman Walker helped to get the bill where it is today, so I'm grateful that they came in and helped to make it the best piece of legislation that we could. We have some possible amendments coming to it. I know there were a few members of Congress who are planning to, I think, support the bill, but would like to see it amended at some point. So I think that it's in a good place for right now, but does it need some tweaks? Absolutely. I would urge you to support this by voting yes. Thank you to everyone who helped me work on it.
Thank you, Congressman. Anyone else like to speak for or against this bill? Congressman Supernol.
I just want to say that there was an awful lot of debate on this bill. One of the things we added was an emergency clause for an alternate effective date. And the ENR said they were going to follow up quickly with the regulations. So there was quite a bit of discussion about that, so I urge you to vote for the alternate effective date.
You too.
Congresswoman Edwards.
I'm a co-sponsor on this bill because I took the bill that I had written that was based mostly after another Indian nation's hunting and fishing regulations, and actually their law. And it was a simple law, and I liked it because it was so simple, and it was straightforward, and I felt like people could read it and understand what the requirements were to hunt and fish on their lands. This one's a little bit more complicated than that, not too much more so. I appreciate the opportunity to have gone through and tried to tighten it up as much as possible. It does have some of the things that were included, a lot of the things that were included in the law that I wrote in here. So this bill took what was my bill that had law established hunting and fishing with Alice's bill that had penalties and offenses and put them together. So I think it's a comprehensive bill at this point. I think people need to understand and not mistaken this for permission to hunt and fish on what's known as the Blue Stem Ranch. This does not give them the authority to do that because we abdicated that authority to the Blue Stem Ranch Board. Hopefully that'll change at some point. Thank you.
Thank you, Congresswoman. Anyone else? Congressman Walker.
I would say that I did enjoy working on this. After I read the proposed regulations, it did get me a bit riled up. To some extent, I felt like we may be trying to assert jurisdiction over areas and persons that we don't have jurisdiction over. There are still provisions within this bill that if you were to just read it without the context of the rest of the bill and having the ability, benefit of listening to the Attorney General's office and how this will apply, then like I said, just there are some provisions that may appear that a non-Osage or even non-Indian fishing on Skytook Lake would have to get an Osage Nation permit or could get ticketed by our, not necessarily ENR department, but an Osage Nation official. That's not the case. And I think it's important that that's stated out in the open. Feel compelled to do that. So anyway, this bill applies to people that are hunting on Osage Nation or property that is solely owned by the Osage Nation. So anyway, I'll be voting yes. Thank you.
Thank you, Congressman. I apologize for the pause, but we were trying to get with legal counsel because I'm not seeing an alternate effective date on this bill.
Motion for a brief recess to the call of the title. Speaker.
Yes.
Second.
Without objection, we'll take a brief recess.